across the border, following the black robe to the edge of the reservation, to Cataldo Mission, where the saints and all the martyrs look down on dying converts. What makes the water holy, she says, is that it's the closest thing to rain. I stole a mule from Anthony, I helped Dan up upon it, and we rode to Coeur d'Alene, past Harrison and Wallace. They were blasting out the tunnel, making way for the light of learning. When Jesus comes a-calling, she said, he's coming round the mountain on a train. Yeah. Well, it's my home. Last night I dreamt that I grew wings. I found a place can hear me when I sing. We floated on to Hanford on a lumber boat upriver, past the fisheries and the mill towns, like a stretch of future graveyard. She was driven to distraction, said, I wonder what will happen when they find that they're mistaken, and the land is just too changed to ever change. Ship had come, and there was silver and begonias, dynamite and cattle. There were hearts as big as apples, and apples in the shape of Mary's heart. I sit inside this gilded cage, a songbird always looks so plain. Yeah. Well, it's my home. Last night I dreamt that I grew wings, found a place where they can hear me when I sing. Through the morning mist, press and businessmen, tycoons, Episcopal philanthropists, lost in their appraisal of the body of a woman. But all we saw were lowlands, clouds clung to mountains without strength. Some people huddled up against the rain that was descending like railroad spikes and hammers. They were headed for the border, walking and then running, and then they were gone into the fog. But Anne said underneath their jackets she saw wings.